Welcome to the Just Believe Show. I'm your host, Herbie Mack. The show is dedicated to raising mental health awareness and preventing suicide. If you ever need any help or resources, check the show notes. And remember, I got you. If you enjoyed the conversation, please leave a review. We're stronger together and can overcome any obstacle that life presents. With that being said, enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Just Believe Show. I'm your host, Herbie Mack. So today, I'm talking about my 6 years of being sober in this episode, but not just that. I have some steps, some tools that help me out. Actually, I break it down to about 4 categories. And hopefully you guys can learn from that. To my friends and family, the listeners who's been all over my social media saying thank you because I just posted not so long ago. I haven't replied because I'm recording this episode right now. But I will reply once I finish loading up everything. Honestly, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And for those who may be struggling, or if you know someone that's struggling, please try not to judge them. It's very challenging when you know something's wrong and you're trying to turn your life around. And, you know, you don't need to be like, you should be doing this. Just, hey, if you need some assistance, I'm here for you. If you need an event, I'm here for you. I have so many resources in the show notes. And don't forget to check out the YouTube channel, too. Please, show my YouTube channel some love. That is Herbie Mack. You can check me out on YouTube. Please comment, subscribe if you're checking out the video on YouTube. And if you are listening to this in the car or wherever else that you're doing, you could just be chilling in the house. Please don't forget to rate and review. With that being said, here goes today's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Just Believe Show. I'm your host, Herbie Mack. Today, I'm celebrating my 6 years of being sober. So being sober is something that I struggle with. If you are currently struggling with it, or if you know someone that's struggling with it, please feel free to share this episode with that person, that loved one, that friend, or even that coworker. I personally struggle, just a quick backstory before I start breaking down these categories that I got for you guys, the things that helped me stay sober, remain sober for 6 years. I struggle personally with suicidal ideation. You know, my upbringing wasn't the best and whatnot. With that, it was just something that I just was needed. I needed something to help comfort me or self-medicate, as those that I like to say. And the thing that I used was alcohol. I thought that was like easy. I thought it was something that anyone, you know, you see so many commercials, so many beer commercials, so many alcohol commercials, it's just normalized. And my mindset during the time was like, oh, okay, I don't really want to smoke. I'm not into any of those type of things, but I can go drink. It's just a drink, but not realizing that drink was just only procrastinating the inevitable of these dark thoughts and demons that I was facing internally. Fast forward, functional alcoholic for over a decade. And within that decade, I attempted suicide multiple times, realizing that this path I have to change. But I didn't know how to change it. With the attempts, I had, unfortunately, they correct myself, fortunately, depending on how you look at it. And that experience triggered me to change my lifestyle. Being in a place where people didn't want to connect with me, didn't know how to really connect with me, besides a handful of people. Shout out to that male nurse that helped me realize like my life is more important. And also the psychiatrist that was sitting there that was like, hey, you are more than this, just seek therapy, and really giving me that idea. Needless to say, I did some things to change my style, my train of thinking, and all of that. It wasn't easy at all. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm going to give you the tools and I'm going to break it down to about 4 categories for you guys. And with that being said, step number one was realizing that I did have an issue, realizing that alcohol wasn't the thing that was making me be the best version of Herbie. It was actually enhancing these demons and thoughts, as I said prior. And one of the first, I don't want to say first steps, but these are 4 categories that can help you out. Category number one, as I have my tablet with me. Category number one, avoid risky situations. And in my mind, when it comes to risky situations, it's one of those things that you want to put yourself in a situation that's going to win. If you know that you are currently struggling with things as far as
drinking or being around people that's using whatever substance, don't go. If you have buddies that sing, hey, let's go out. It's Saturday. Let's go party. Let's go do this. And you know that you can't really be in that situation, then guess what? Don't put yourself in a situation where you know you might have the urge to use, or you might be tempted to just to have that one drink or that one hit. It never ends up just that one. It's just once, it's just activate. Hey, we already did it. Might as well just keep going. And you don't want to do that. Then, you know, you find yourself in a situation when you are not the best version of yourself. Always try to stay clear past of that and avoid that. I'm going to give an example. So I lived next to a liquor store that I was always going to. And with that liquor store, it was easy for me to, it's just like right around the corner and I was always there. So I took an alternate route to avoid that liquor store. Yeah, it drove me out my way another 15, 20 minutes. But guess what? It was worth it. I didn't have the urge. I put myself in a winning situation. So when I got home, I didn't have to be like, oh, hey, let me go drink this. No, instead, I was like, oh, hey, I'm home. I have all this extra energy. Let me do something different. Let me go to the gym. And at the gym, I don't think they serve any alcohol. Haven't seen that yet. Category number two, building a support system and finding a support group that gets you. I put this all in the same category because when you're having your challenges, you want to find people that's not going to judge you, that's not going to sit there and be like, man, you're always bothering me. And that is very challenging to find. Some may be family, some may be friends, some may be coworkers, or some may even be a sponsor. You probably, what is a sponsor? So a sponsor is someone that you can find who has been sober for X amount of months or years that is going to hold you accountable and saying, hey, if you're feeling like this, if you feel like the urge to use, guess what? Try these steps. Try to do something to help get yourself out of that risky situation. But also they can just sit there and they can be that arm that you can just cry on or vent to that's not going to judge you. And when you're thinking about a sponsor, you're probably wondering, where can you find one? You can honestly find one at an AA or a NA. And you're like, man, what is that? So these are groups that if you are Alcoholics Anonymous, then you can sit back and you can join them. You don't necessarily have to speak right away and say, hey, this is my whole life story. This is why I'm struggling. This is why I can't stay sober. You could just sit there and be a fly on the wall. Also, in what is the other one? Narcotics Anonymous as well. That one, they also, but you can sit back and join. You can find them locally in your area. Now, if you're like, man, that's too much pressure. I don't want to be in person. Guess what? I got something for you. This is called In the Room. This is online. They have it from 6 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. Monday through Sunday. And it's just one of those things that they're just essentially, you could be home. They give you you can punch in virtually on like a Zoom call, or you could just do it through your phone and listen. And they do a check-in. But even though you may not talk, they may just be like, oh, hey, I'm just going to say A, right? Person A, let's just say Abby. How about that? Hey, Abby, at the last moment, they may say, hey, you are, oh, I'm Abby, such and such, and I'm just checking it. And that's all you have to say. I find that easier for some people because everyone's situation is different. Some people may not have the buses running or take a bus or don't have enough funds or just even now, look at this snowstorm that's like all over America. You can just literally stay home and just boom. And that's In the Room. com. And within the room, it was one of those things that like it shows whatever, and that's what I love about it. It shows whatever meeting that you're looking for to help cater whatever situation that you're going through. With that being said, category number three, I like to call self-care and personal growth. In that category, it's one of the things to realize that self-care is something that is essential. We all have to do it. We all have to take care of ourselves. It's just one of those things. You have to put your own oxygen mask on first before even thinking about assisting others. And with that being said, when we talk about managing your emotions, and managing your emotions is something that can be challenging, right? You might be triggered by something that that happened at work, something that happened at school, something that happened with an argument with a loved one that may sit there and be like, you know what, this person triggered me. I want to go out and I want to go use. And that is something that you have to look at and say, that's not healthy. Just because this person got me mad or upset or they poked the beer doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go use. Not at all. Acknowledge that feeling, acknowledge that emotion and say, why am I so upset? Why is this person doing this? They know that this, whatever they did, this discussion or the way they talked to you, belittled you, had triggered you. Why not just sit back and say, you know what? I'm not going to go use. I'm going to sit on this and really try to understand those emotions. Some of the tools that you can use, and this is the tools that I use, is journaling. So when you're journaling, it's one of the things that I love because you realize that it's not what that person said, whatever, during a discussion or belittling or whatever. It's you realize it's more about you. Man, I'm holding on to something that I've been holding on for months or even years. So let me acknowledge that. Let me actually just release these emotions. And after you do this writing, and if you want to write, you can. And there's multiple ways to journal. I just want to put that out there. Writing is one of them. Taking pictures is another one. It's like a picture journal. I do that a lot when I'm on vacations. I take pictures, especially when they bring me joy. And when those moments when I'm at a level of anger and I want to punch the hole through the wall, I look at certain pictures to help me realize, man, this would brought me joy. This helped me slow the world down. And then also, you can do voice notes. Right? Create your own podcast. Get whatever voice app that you use and you can just release those emotions and just get it out right then and there. And you can honestly just go back to reflect whenever you want. And it may help you understand. I find it even more beneficial than writing because now I can hear the tone of my voice. I can hear the pain, the hurt, the man, this sounds like some doubts. Let me sit on that and go back and address it. And then yeah, you may sit there and say, this is overwhelming for me. What else can I do? Honestly, you can actually go seek therapy. I just want to normalize therapy. And just like everyone is, dude, this is so expensive. I don't know what to do. But guess what? I have a solution for you. One of the things that I've found that is beneficial when it comes to looking for affordable therapy, and it's by a company that's called Open Path Collective. Open Path Collective, you can sit back and they'll help you look for a therapist that is affordable, as low as $30 to even $60 that's in your area. And the website, their website is openpath.org. And I'm going to have it not only in the description, if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to this on the audio, this is also going to be in the description in the show notes. And this can help out anyone. I'm a massive advocate for Open Path because I know not everyone is living that zillionaire lifestyle. And plus, you're like, man, I need some help, but I may not be able to afford it. I want this to be an option for you. Also, when it's just talking about therapy and exploring these emotions, you can come up with a personal, like, mantra. Like, my thing was like, just believe that this moment shall pass. And that's how I came up with the Just Believe show. You know, believing in something to help keep me going, to help me keep going through these difficult emotions or these challenges that I was like, oh man, I believe it. I believe it. It will happen, but I still have to do my part. I still have to use my friends or find some resources or have a support system that gets me, right? Looking for a therapist that I can connect with and also that won't break the bank. So with that being said, category number 4. Growing a positive mindset and maintaining a healthy wellness lifestyle. So with that being said, this kind of trickles in from a little self-care. And this is honestly just showing yourself some gratitude. The majority of us are, we are our worst critics. That inner critic comes kicking in and you start being harsh on yourself. Actually, don't. Just embrace it. Hey, I woke up this morning. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for allowing me to have breakfast, being able to go to school, work, have a car, whatever, right? I have a shelter. Those are things that sometimes we take for granted and you don't really show that gratitude for on yourself just for having that. These things are essential, especially now You just really want to be, just show yourself some gratitude. I can't stress it. And we've had the proper words for it right now, but just honestly, just showing yourself gratitude. That's one of the things that will help maintain a positive mindset and stop being so hard on yourself, to be honest with you. With that being said, sometimes you may still feel a little loneliness and you're like, man, I need some more support and I don't know what to do. Have you ever considered about adopting a pet? And if you go to petfinder.com, they have shelters that you may be able to adopt a pet. And for myself, when I was going through my journey, right, my two cats, they was holding me down. I was whole, just really getting that love and feedback from them. Unfortunately, one of them had passed just a few months ago. It's a part of life. And I was able to be grateful that my pets was there to pick me up when I was going through these moments. And I was just like, man, I'm really being harsh on myself. I was showing gratitude that they was showing me love and support, that it wasn't judgmental. And with that being said, if you're not a cat person, if you go get a dog, guess what? This is going to segue into actually connecting with nature, and that's going for a walk. So even if you're not a pet person, I always talk about a 15-minute walk will help change your mindset so much. Just going outside, getting some fresh air. If you're like, man, I'm always constantly driving or I'm constantly doing that, just going outside and just getting that fresh air will help out so much. As you see right now, I'm actually just recording outside because I just need that fresh air just to And connecting with nature is something that I do enjoy, right? Walking around, just looking at the lake. If you're by any water, going to the beach, things like that. Especially going to the beach, just really helping out and just really connecting. With that being said, I also want to connect, not connect, but I also want to segue into this. And that's really engaging into some activities, right? And it depends on, obviously, everyone is different. But I've realized, man, me being a part of activity, I joined a softball team. Not the best softball player, but it felt great when I connected, got on base, teammates cheer for me being a part of that. And if you're one that's, I don't want to do any sports activity, you can honestly try something like painting with a twist. You just sit back, you have a couple of friends and you just paint. Or I don't even want to say painting with a twist, but painting in general, drawing, right? Joining activities are something that's essential to me, right? Not even joining activities, being part of activities, right? Just being active, I should say. That's something that helps me out so much. But then also giving back, right? Just volunteering. You can volunteer, whether that's your church, volunteer in any nonprofit organization that you're very passionate about, right? That you can, oh, I can volunteer with that. I can look into a NAMI. I can look into whatever organization and really give back some time and experience, whether it's, as I said, church or anything like that. But also realizing that giving back and being in that environment, it's you just connecting with others. And you don't have to tell people, hey, I'm trying to say so. Just do your part, right? And then when I did talk about activities, there's one activity that I did forgot to mention, that I wanted to bring up was yoga. Yoga is something that I just started doing. And honestly, that helps out a lot. It just helps me slow the world down where I can sit back and say, hey, you know what? This is, I'm not worried about the problems on the outside. I'm just focused and I'm just present right then and there. That helped me out so much. And then this one resource that I'm going to use is the YMCA. YMCA.org is something that they have multiple classes, multiple activities. And the thing I love about them, they don't judge you. It was just like, hey, we have this for someone who's 18 and for someone who's 65, that doesn't matter how, what stage level you are in activities. They just, hey, just come up and show up. We're not going to judge you. We're just here to give support in the community, which is great. But last not least, that wraps up category number 4. But last but not least, I always talk about celebrating your wins, celebrating your milestones. And it's something that I'm not going to lie, it took me a while to get used to. But when you celebrate the first hour, the first day, that those small steps lead into a massive step, right? Those small leaps are still leaps, and those leaps turn into big leaps, which for myself, day 1 led to me being sober for 6 years. So I just want to let you know, just celebrate the wins, right? And it's also one of those things where it's like, you can look at it as day one of being sober instead of saying, oh man, I'm going to be sober for one day. No, this is day one of me being sober, which is going to lead to whatever many years that you can be sober. With that being said, if you are celebrating your journey of being sober, don't forget to comment down below because I'm curious and I want to celebrate that with you. And then once again, don't forget to comment and share. Don't forget to comment, share. If you want to sub, you already know I don't put any pressure. If you listen to the audio version of it, please don't forget to rate as well. Need them 5 stars. With that being said, peace.
Thank you for listening to the Just Believe Show. Together we can raise mental health awareness and prevent suicide one step at a time. If you're currently struggling, you're not alone. I provided some resources in the show notes, so check them out. To learn more about my mission or if you want to inquire me at job becoming a vet, please visit herbiemack.com. Stay connected with me on social media. It's in the show notes. You get a glimpse behind the scene content, some uplifting content as well, and ways to support your well-being. Always stay true to yourself. Embrace the power of hope. Remember, you can make a positive impact. That being said, take care. Stay strong. Peace.